Jason Cairns on the line. Good morning. Best 5 minutes of the day.
Good morning.
The Friday before Mother's Day.
It is. That's true. I mean, summer's coming.
The floor is yours to pay tribute and thanks to your mom.
You know, so every year it's like I wish that I could be closer to my mom. She, you know, lives over on the east side of the state. My mom has been one of my best friends my whole life, and just really grateful for her consistency with me, her acceptance of who I have been and become, and just love her very much.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And you've talked about it before in terms of some of the challenges that she raised you amidst,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so I was raised basically as a single mom. I was raised as a child by a single mom, I should say. And you know, she was a hard worker, blue collar. I was first generation college in my family. And, you know, she instilled a lot of really positive values in me. Of course, she wasn't perfect. And we've talked about some of that as well. But I can't imagine having anyone different as my mom.
Yeah.
I'm just really glad to have her.
Hmm. So I'm a really big fan of yours, but she's an even bigger fan, I guess.
Yeah, I think she would throw down with you if it, if it really came down to it. So
okay.
That's one of the things. She's been like viciously protective of me, regardless of of who might attack or put me down.
She loves her Jason. All right. Well, that's cool. Mother's Day. And
she
again,
does. Yes.
We are welcoming people's comments between now and 9, 396-1670, WWIB. I haven't even checked the listener line yet. So there's a lot, you know, a lot to get cooking here in the kitchen in the mornings and get it done before I give you a call. So we will be taking those comments and inviting those audio Mother's Day comments here for people this morning as well. So I got my card and sending it out, and I got something published in the WIB mailing for the month to my mom. Maybe I'll read it on the air here a bit later. But we got Colossians chapter 4. We're working our way near the end here. We're up to verses 10 and 11 today.
Yeah, we're getting there. So 10 and 11 in Colossians 4 reads, Aristarchus, who is in prison with me, sends you his greetings, and so does Mark, Barnabas's cousin. As you were instructed before, make Mark welcome if he comes your way. Jesus, the one we call Justice, also sends his greetings. These are the only Jewish believers among my co-workers. They are working with me here for the kingdom of God. And what a comfort they have been.
All right, now before I read the letters of the beloved from your devotional commentary by the same name, I'll just go ahead. Let's be, I mean, I'm tempted to just say maybe we should just call it good on Colossians.
Right.
These are just a bunch of, I mean, so what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I think it's, this kind of, it finishes out again with what we talked about the last time we did this, where it's just kind of mentioning a lot of specific people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Letters to the Beloved, I think the point that I make is that, you know, one thing is that there was more than one Jesus then. You know, it was a fairly common name.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see that a lot in the New Testament. And so, I'm happy to kind of move wherever we want to go with this.
All right, well, we'll see here. As long as you read it, let me go ahead here. Verses 10 and 11, Letters to the Beloved. Paul also shared updates and greetings from other believers, including his fellow prisoner, Aristarchus, Mark, the same one who authored the second gospel, and Jesus called Justice. I want you to notice two things. First, the growing church was still small. They knew the names of fellow believers. Second, my son was not the only one named Jesus. It was a common name at that time, like Mary, just like you said. So, yeah. Well, we'll think about it over the weekend, because here's the deal with that, is that on the one hand, I mean, Monday, we're going to go with a Mental Health Monday again.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about whether we should do Wholeness Wednesdays, which we can talk more about. Yeah, I knew you would not be opposed to that.
Yeah, I've got some ideas on that, too. So,
But I think that, you know, sometimes when it comes to Bible reading, some, you know, there's so a million plans under the sun. And so some have you read everything. And others, like in my Life Application Study Bible, and they're pretty committed to the Word, the reading plan they've got leaves out a number of, you know, it has you go through the whole Bible in a year, But it leaves out a lot. Yep. Now, it leaves out a lot, I'm sure, in the Old Testament, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'll look at the rest of Colossians 4, and we'll see what we should embark on. So. All right. Well, happy Mother's Day to Heather and your house, to your mom, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Very good. Yep.
All right. There we go. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com on WWIB.
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm calling to tell you about a wonderful woman. My mom's name is Neva. She's 86 years old. She's had Parkinson's for 40 years, and yet she has stayed positive, and she has continued in her life to tell us, you treat people with respect at all times. And she is just a joy at 86, because when you are down, she will give you the confidence to stand up and do what's right. And she's just a joy. And anybody that has suffered from any chronic illness would know just how hard that is to stay positive. And I'd like to thank God for such a wonderful mother and such an encouraging person in my life. Thanks.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the mother of my two children, Danielle and Jonathan. A great mother, and I love you, Deb.
Thank you so much. That's PCD John, our friend from Ladysmith, leaving us a voicemail on the WIB listener line. It is the WIB Wake Up Show. It's the final Friday of our Festival Foods Mom's Night Off contest, and we're going to award one more deserving mom. They're all deserving, and we've, again, randomly drawn from all our entries, and one more mom going away with a $25 Festival Foods gift card, maybe for some heat and eat meals to make things a little bit easier for cooking. Also, two Micon Cinemas movie passes, and our winner on this final Friday before Mother's Day is Tina from Eau Claire. We have on the line here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Tina. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And again, we just want to, in our small way with our friends at Festival Foods, be able to honor mothers all throughout the listening area with this contest. And I know first off, maybe tell us a little bit about your family, who's in your household.
Sure. So I am married and I have two kids. And so one of my children, my older 19-year-old, is living in Montana. And then I have a daughter who is almost 16. And so she had was diagnosed in January of 2021 with a brain tumor. Mm. So it's kind of been a tough year.
Absolutely. And I know, Tina, as well, too, that it's just one of those things where it's, I'm sure, walking through that road, as I read a little bit about it in your entry for Mom's Night Off, that it can be such a hard road and a lonely road, I think, sometimes with motherhood in general, but also when you're walking through such a hard time with your family. Where did you find strength when things were toughest in the last year?
Well, I got to tell you, we have a really great church family. We go to Peace Church here in Eau Claire. Mm. And just a great, great church that supported us through this whole thing. And even Shanna went to Chapel Heights for 4K, for 4K program. And even they've been supportive to us. So we just had a great church community behind us. Just great friends. And we actually chose to go to St. Jude after her tumor removal surgery. We went to St. Jude in Memphis, Tennessee. So it was even more important, especially with COVID and everything shutting down. Like, our church actually did virtual Sunday. So it was actually great that even though we were still far away, we were still able to watch church online, which was amazing. But, you know, just the Lord, like, just digging into I've got a Jesus always that I just always try to crack open in the morning and to start my day, and just a lot of prayers.
Absolutely. And it's just, it's been amazing to see, Tina, before we let you go here, just how many moms we hear when they enter for this contest, you know, the thanks, and not that we or Festival are doing anything important, but just saying thank you for looking out for moms and for encouraging them. And so we hope that this is just a little bit of a bright spot in your day. Again, we know that the Lord is the one taking care of you and your family. And I do believe that with your daughter and that diagnosis, that again, things certainly have been optimistic and hopeful recently, right?
Yes. Yep. We're just on every 3-month scans. And, you know, the ultimate peace of mind is he knows the outcome.
Yeah.
You know, you have to give it to him because he knows the outcome.
Well, Tina, it would be hard to find someone more deserving of a night off than you. And so I think the Lord led us to draw your name this week. So we want to get you that $25 gift card from Festival Foods and two Micon Cinemas movie passes. So maybe you can have just a little bit of a break, and praying that the Lord would give you his rest and peace as well. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for drawing my name. And thanks to Festival and Micon.
Absolutely. That's Tina from Eau Claire, our last winner. A Festival Foods Mom's Night Off contest. Moms everywhere. We just want to echo the words of Joel and Luke for King and Country right now. You are unsung heroes. And we know that not everybody's going to be on the air with us like this, but we want to say we see you, we acknowledge you, we love you. Thank you, moms.
Good morning. I am so thankful for my mom and all her prayers. For her prayers and for speaking the truth over my life. I'm so grateful for that. If you could play More Than You Ever Know by Watermark, that just reminds me of her all the time and would be such a blessing. And tell Mark's mom thank you for her request this morning for this guy, Penrod. You never let go. I love that as well. Thank you, guys.
Another way to win a Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket is be one of our callers this morning at 715-396-1670. We're going to randomly draw from everyone who leaves a voicemail answering the following question. Thank you, Mom, for, and then you fill in the blank. And we got a text from Jackie from Eau Claire, and she said, Caden left a voicemail. Beware, not sure what he said. Well, let's take a listen together.
Hi, my name is Caden, and I love my mom so much. She baked cookies. I love
your mommy. It's that time again, Halvo.
Mm-hmm. Friday headlines.
We've reached again that point of the week where we do our public service because we care about you guys and know how busy you are. So everything that's gone on in the past week, news, sports, politics, pop culture, because you don't have time to find out about it all, we do that for you. We aggregate it and we bring it to you right now in condensed form. We call it headlines. Here we go.
Well, scientists say that we'll never be able to accurately know the number of islands in the world.
Which is bad news for Walmart, since they want to store in every one.
Absolutely.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. It's Sunday.
You know, the day when we appreciate a lifetime of love and care from Mom by taking her someplace that has unlimited breadsticks.
Even Steven.
Hmm. A survey revealed that pet owners who take excellent care of their pets end up spending far more on their animals than they would guess. For example, the lifetime expense of a dog is around $29,000, but $42,000 if you take better care of it.
And that doesn't even include college. A total lunar eclipse is coming in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, most Americans are hoping they show it on Netflix.
There you go.
A poll found that over half of those asked would rather have a man drive than a woman.
That makes sense. The man can drive and the woman can remind him not to ignore the GPS. Meanwhile, a 650-pound polar bear in Canada wandered far from where it's supposed to be.
It just proves how popular Applebee's is.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
And finally this morning, researchers say there are 50 billion birds on Earth.
And most of them hang out near car washes. Those are your headlines, and now you're all
caught
up. I want
to know, is the government going to pay for pet college, too?
Right? Maybe. Maybe. A day after scoring 18 runs, the Brewers score 10. Yesterday, as they knock off the Reds 10-5, six home runs, including two from Willie Adames. Let's hear them all from Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Urias down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is. A leadoff home run from Luis Urias. Yelich now straight away center. Brewers have gone back to back. One at 114 is Willie Adames into left. Back at the track, and his first of the year, and that got out in a hurry. Keston Hira gets into one to left. See you later. His second of the year. Adames to deep left. That might do it. Adames, another multi-homer game for him.
Just love the sound off the bat. Jeff Levering again, Bally Sports Wisconsin, where the audio is courtesy of this morning. Brewers, after sweeping the Reds, will move on against the defending World Series champs. The Atlanta Braves' Eric Lauer starts tonight's game for that road trip. 54 degrees, Caleb with you on the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo hard at work preparing his labor of love. The best of the week that's coming up after quarter two. the hour. And I was just pondering a little bit here as obviously leading into Mother's Day, our last show before Mother's Day, as we're really the theme of the show today is thanking mothers and honoring mothers. But I know that everybody's story is a little different. And I was so blessed to have an amazing mother who invested so much in my life. Yeah, physically raising me, nurturing me, but spiritually as well. But I was just thinking about those for whom this holiday is very, very difficult. Because I know not everyone's story is as blessed as mine. There may be some of you who don't know or have no relationship with your biological mother. There may be those of you who had trauma from a mother who did things to you that never should be done. There may be those of you who struggle saying, I desperately desire to be a mother, and yet God hasn't given you that gift of children. And so this just seems to open up that wound again for you. There's just so many different walks and so many different stories and so many different roads. And so I just wanted to make sure here that we let you know that you are acknowledged, that you are seen, even when we can't see you, that you are welcomed and that you are loved. And we want to bring you close and hold you close, even if this is a holiday that really hurts you. We want you to know that, as Scripture says in Psalm 34, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirits. And elsewhere in Psalms, it says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And so though we may not see you with our eyes here, we want you to know that you are loved and you are seen by the God who holds you close, even if this holiday that brings joy to so many brings pain and hurts in remembrance to you. And this is a song that in recent days, not because of Mother's Day, but just, again, things going on in life, this song has just kept coming back to me. And then Pat Wall in the 11 o'clock hour, he does just such an amazing job, our engineer, and also on Sunday mornings. But he played this song, and it just brought it to mind again that, you know what, I need to play this week. So I hope this brings comfort to you like it has to me this week. The David Crowder Band, Never Let Go. He never lets go.
When clouds veil sun and disaster comes, oh my soul, oh my soul. When waters rise and hope takes flight, oh my soul, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, ever faithful, ever true, you are known, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go. Clouds brought rain and disaster came, oh my soul, oh my soul. When waters rose and hope had flown, oh my soul, oh my soul, oh, oh my soul. Ever faithful, ever true, you are known, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go. You never let go, you never let go, you never let go. Love, oh, what love,
speaking of the Rice Lake area, that's where my mom resides. And so, again, I probably would go on for the rest of the show if I told you everything I love and respect and want to honor about my mom, who just, man, I think of that song, Midnight Oil, with Phillips Craig and Dean. I've already cried a couple times during the show today, so I'm probably not going to go on. I'll do it again. But I just think of my mom, and we would sometimes, you know, again, as we're getting to teenagers and stuff, make fun of mom because it's like, Mom, you always fall asleep when we're watching movies, and how come you can never stay awake? Well, what I found as I grew older is that not only would my mom stay up until all hours of the night doing the things that need to be done. She homeschooled all of us. I'm the second of nine kids, homeschooled us and a pastor's wife, and serving. But yeah, you know why she was tired? Because not only was she up late taking care of things, but she was always up early. You read about Proverbs 31, and I know she wouldn't want me saying it, but that's my mom. And I remember, for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe I had to go to the bathroom or something, but I was up early some mornings, and I would see that how my mom would start her day is her quiet time with Jesus. And you know, as tired as she probably was day after day after day taking care of all of us rapscallions, she would get up and she prioritized her time with her Lord in the morning. And that's one of the things that I will always try and build into my life because of what my mama taught me. And so this is one of her favorite songs that we play. I always think of her when I play it. It's Reliant K, because life isn't always easy. But for the moments I feel faint, we have Jesus. He's the answer to it all. Reliant K on WWIB, where we are family.
We had a really fun week on the WIB Wake Up Show this week. It winds down with the best of the week right now. 65 is our number for the day. What is that? That's the percentage of pet owners who say they spoil their animals. Really? Everybody doesn't? Okay, 65% say they do spoil their animals. There you go.
It's 30 to 90 seconds, but at least 30 seconds of this every day will improve your outlook, health, and energy. What is it? What is this miracle elixir? Isn't it an essential oil?
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it
an icy cold shower? Not a coldish shower, but a blast of 38 degree icy cold water that causes you to gasp for air.
You guys got any vacation plans for this year?
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
Well, a little breaking sports news now before we get into this for Star Wars Day. The Packers game in the United Kingdom in London has been announced, Halvo.
Yeah, it has. It's going to be October 9th at 8:30 our time. The New York Giants against the Packers in London.
Going to have to find a way to record that because I believe that's right. Smack dab during church.
My friend Brian Christensen, our friend. He's such a friendly guy, and he slipped in a birthday here. I apologize for missing it, but she's going to get special treatment. He says, happy birthday, Tessa Burns, the sibling who got all the looks and the talent. So,
call right here, right now. Here's our question this morning. 75% of these are consumed in the morning. Three-fourths. 75% of these are consumed in the morning. What are we talking about?
Hi. Is
Go
it
ahead.
Bananas?
Is it bananas? Great source of potassium. And I know my youngest, Mark's quick with the buzzer there, too. I was just going to draw it out a little bit more.
No.
Sorry. Incorrect. But call us back.
I enjoy buzzing too much.
I know you do.
Maybe vitamins.
Vitamins. Sure. You know what? It's incorrect, but good guess. Very good guess. Thinking along some good lines there, but actually not thinking along the right lines. I just want to compliment you on a good guess. But don't keep going in that direction. Incorrect answer so far. 75% of these are consumed in the morning. It's not bananas, water, donuts, eggs, Pop-Tarts, bagels, toast, breakfast sausage, smoothies, oranges, grapefruit, or vitamins.
Hi, what's your guess?
Raisins.
Is it raisins?
It is.
Yes, it is. 75% of raisins are consumed in the morning. Who do we have on the line with us?
That's Deech.
Beth Deech, congratulations. We're going to get you a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake. Do you eat raisins, Beth, and do you eat them in the morning?
Yes, and I eat them in oatmeal and oatmeal raisin cookies.
See, I gave some pretty good clues.
You know, it's only appropriate that somebody who won actually likes raisins.
Yes, exactly.
If you were forced to open a bakery, what would you name it? And just even seeing this category, and we've got some suggestions from the citizens of Reddit, but it calls to mind, it's actually crossed my mind because we live off Birch Street in Eau Claire, and Sue's Deluxe Bake Shop is for sale.
And you're already used to getting up early in the morning.
Yes, and I like bakery. That's right? The problem, right?
Who doesn't?
But if you'd be making donuts every day,
This is why I struggled so much when I was trying to do low carb. So we asked again, in your opinion, what's the best TV show of all time?
It seems like shows from days gone by, like a number of years ago, like the 70s into the early 80s, were really popular.
Yeah.
Like the most popular.
Yeah.
And I guess they've been around certainly their initial run, but maybe even later on. And so I'll just go ahead and tell you, garnering 5 votes was The Waltons.
Okay.
And garnering also 5 votes was MASH. But the number one favorite television show...
I have a guess.
...of the WIB listeners that garnered 7 votes, Little House on the Prairie.
I knew it. No, it's just a classic. Seriously.
Yeah.
Michael Landon is always the one that sticks out too. Pa Ingalls. But yeah, right. I mean, and again, especially being here in Wisconsin,
yeah.
I think we just have a special connection to the books and the show. There you go. That's a week in less than 5 minutes, a week's worth of shows.
There you go. And in fact, I saw Melissa Gilbert, actually, who paid half pint. She is 58 years old on Sunday.
All right. That's one of our feel old birthdays. Yes.